Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Clayton Wells. Clayton is the founder and owner of the Kansas City Barbecue Bistro in Kansas City, Kansas. On the program, we discuss Kansas City-style barbecue, his restaurant. Also, we talk about Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri. Oh, and we also talk about that team known as the Kansas City Chiefs. Clayton is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
How powerful is Cox Fiber? Powerful enough to keep fans across the country in the action on the biggest game days of the year. Whether you're one of 65,000 fans at Allegiant Stadium or you're streaming the game at home with Cox Fiber from the company with America's fastest download speeds, whenever it matters most, Cox keeps you connected. Limited availability in select areas. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply. Analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data. Fixed median download speeds. US Q3 2023.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. When you think of Kansas City, you think of not just its sports like the Royals and the Chiefs and Sporting KC, but you also think of music like the blues and the jazz. And also, yeah, the food, barbecue, that is. And Kansas City is one of those amazing cities that has great food. And speaking of food, we want to welcome to the program a gentleman that is the owner of the Kansas City Barbecue Bistro. Let's welcome him to the program, Clayton Wells. Hello, Clayton. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So before we talk about Kansas City and specifically the Kansas City Chiefs, I want to start off just talking about Kansas City for a moment. When people think of the Midwest, they think of cities such as Chicago and Detroit and things of that nature. But there's some people that have never been to Kansas City. So I got to ask you, can you tell the listeners what's it like living in Kansas City?
Kansas City is, when you really think about Kansas City, it's a tale of two cities, really, because you've got Kansas City, Kansas, Kansas City, Missouri. And Kansas City, Kansas is the, as I'm from Kansas City, Kansas, we're kind of like the little brother to Kansas City, Missouri. Kansas City, Missouri is a little bit more, I say, city, where Kansas City, Kansas is a little more rural, where you got a lot more land, a lot more, you'll see animals, you'll see farms and stuff over here. You get off the beaten trail, you can wind up in people's backyard where you might hear roosters and cows and everything else. So it's just a little different, but, I mean, we have tons of stuff to do, and, I mean, there's place to go. If you know somebody, you know someplace, you're looking for something, you can find it. From the ethnic foods to just the great shopping out here where we got the Legends at now, over to the Plaza in Kansas City, Missouri. It's just a lot to do and a lot to be here in Kansas City.
Wow, that's awesome that you said that. And also what's awesome is that a lot of people don't know that there are two Kansas cities, as you stated, Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri. And this is going to get to my next question. I want to ask you, for those that have never been to Kansas City, whether it be Missouri or Kansas, what do you tell them?
Your first inclination is you see all the pictures from what you see on TV, and a lot of that is Kansas City, Missouri, where you see where the Royals are playing, where the Chiefs are playing, where you see the downtown skyline, where you see the plaza and all the stuff that people normally see. That's true. It's the city. The plaza is I don't want to say artsy-fartsy, but, you know, it's the upscale part of Kansas City, Missouri. You got the Waldo area, which turns into a lot more of the arts and arts district. So there's a lot over there to do. And then you get to Kansas City, Kansas, which is more, I'm not going to say it's more family-oriented over here, but you get more of that in Kansas City, Kansas.
All right, solid. And again, thank you so much for describing the two, because a lot of people, when they hear Kansas City, they assume Kansas City, Missouri, but a lot don't know about Kansas City, Kansas. And I just want to stay with both KCK and KC Mo. What's the body of water that separates those two? And what is the travel time, or what's the distance between both Kansas City, Kansas and Kansas City, Missouri?
1 minute. I mean, it's nothing. You got the Missouri River that runs between the two. And it's just a bridge. It's the Lewis and Clark Viaduct or whatever you want.
Or not.
There's plenty of ways to get to Kansas City, Missouri. There's plenty of ways to get back to Kansas City, Kansas without crossing. So you can, either way, you can get here, get back and forth in 5-10 minutes. I know kids who ride the little scooters that you can pay for from Kansas City, Kansas to Kansas City, Missouri and back. So it's not that big of an issue.
All right, awesome. And I want to talk now just about the buzz in the area. Since we've been in the era of Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, I mean, Kansas City, we know that they had the Royals and their other sporting franchises, but it's a football town, and it's all about the Kansas City Chiefs, and we're just seeing consistency since we're in the era, as I stated earlier, of Mahomes, Reid, and Kelce. So what's the buzz in the area been like with the Chiefs returning to the Super Bowl?
Right now, it's kind of like everybody's just really we're on edge, because we can't imagine that we're going back again for the third time, the second time in a row. It's like, wow. And in the years that Mahomes has been here, you know, we've gotten used to winning with Andy Reid for the years he's been here, but to get to this level of success with the Super Bowls and AFC championships and all that, I mean, every time the football season come around now, it's like, well, it's not like you're planning on, oh, what if they win? It's like, well, what you going to do this year when the Super Bowl comes around? You going to go? You going to be here? It's like you're planning for a Super Bowl here. And I think that's the whole city, except for the couple of haters that you see around. So that's the buzz right now. It's like, not when you're going to go to the Super Bowl, it's when you go, what are you planning on doing when they go?
Well, as they say, you have to enjoy it while it's here, man. You definitely don't want to take it for granted. It sounds like you and a lot of Chiefs fans have not taken granted just the greatness with what we've seen so far with Patrick Mahomes and, of course, Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, and the rest of the Chiefs team. And I've mentioned some of the players like Mahomes and Kelce, and I know Kansas City has had its share of some great players in that great organization for many decades. I want to know, who are some of your favorite Chiefs players? It could be present, or it could be Chiefs players from the past. Who are some of your favorite Chiefs players that you've enjoyed watching?
I mean, I'm a little old, so, but I'll go back. Derek Thomas, definitely. Neil Smith, Dan Salamua. You got Tony Gonzalez, Kevin Ross. Just a lot. There's so many players. Then there was Priest Holmes. People that I think we kind of forget about him from time to time. Priest Holmes. And you, then the X-Factor himself, Dante Hall, Kimball Anders. There's just so many good guys who came through here that were players that were just doing the thing back in the 90s and the late 80s. So.
Oh, wow, man. Well, you named some. Those are some great players, man. And people forget about Priest Holmes. You're absolutely right. Priest, definitely one of those underrated players right there. Definitely a talented running back in his own right. And who could forget about the human joystick, Dante Hall? He was certainly great in his own right. Tony Gonzalez, second to none. And speaking of those players that you name and those players that we've mentioned, Arrowhead Stadium, right? They say it's the loudest stadium in the National Football League. If you've had it, Ed, have you had any experiences with Arrowhead? And if so, what's it like experiencing a game at Arrowhead?
Man, you go in there and you walk up the stairs and you walk out and all you see is red. And, you know, you just see red. Even on the games when you are sitting there and you got a Raiders fan next to you. I mean, sure enough, I've had some experience with some bad Raiders fans, and I've had some with some good Raiders fans. But just having that experience, and all of that. But even before the game with the tailgating, me and some of my friends, we go out and tailgate sometimes, and we just have a blast. And then it's just food on top of food on top of food on top of drink, and then you go inside. And then it's just a party all day long. So it's just an amazing event. It's an amazing event.
It looks like it's an amazing event. Kansas City looks like one of those fantastic NFL cities, not just from a tailgating perspective, but just how the fans, just that fan base is so loyal and very diehard, especially with Arrowhead being a one-of-a-kind experience in a one-of-a-kind stadium. And you mentioned that with the tailgating, you said food on top of food and drink on top of drink. Kansas City, the food, right? And certainly one of the specialties of the area is barbecue. In your opinion, Clayton, what makes barbecue unique in Kansas City?
If you think about Kansas City is kind of like the melting pot. I mean, you have people from the East Coast coming through. You have people from the down south coming up. And we hear all of them, when it comes to barbecue, you have your chicken, you have your pork, you have your beef, you got your fish. All of that's right here in Kansas City. So we learned how to cook all of that. And then we put our little spin on it with the molasses and sweetness of our barbecue sauce down to the type of wood we use. It made it Kansas City. Now that some of those we took hints from other areas, but we've made it our own.
I want to stay just with Kansas City barbecue for a moment and just its uniqueness of it. One of the things that makes barbecue so unique is the wood that you use. And I want to ask you, as far as Kansas City barbecue is concerned, what type of wood do you guys use for your barbecue? Is it pecan? Is it apple? Or is it a combination of both? What type of wood do you guys use?
Well, we use a lot of hickory at the restaurant we have. We use a little hickory with a little bit of oak for the heat, and you know, but you have people using pecan, you have people using some fruit woods like apple and cherry. But what makes it different here is you're not beholden to one specific one specific type of wood here. You go down south to Texas, and they'll start talking about you need to use either pecan or mesquite. You go back, I don't really know too much, but post oak, and that's, you got to use this, you got to use this. Well, here, we have an abundance of type of trees. You kind of can come up with your own flavors from that.
With Kansas City barbecue, I know in certain regions it's either chicken or it's pork or it's seafood. As you mentioned, in Kansas City, it's a variety of things, whether it be chicken, pork, fish, and a variety of things. But I got to ask you, I noticed with Kansas City barbecue, it's big on beef and brisket. How many hours does it take for you to smoke your brisket, and what type of wood do you use to prepare it?
It takes us about 8 to 12 hours, depending on the size of the brisket and your temperature outside. And if you're trimming it down to where it's just a flat or if it's a whole brisket, the whole brisket normally takes around 12 hours. A flat, probably 6 to 8. Use a lot of hickory. Again, like I said, hickory, a mixture of hickory and oak. That's what I use a lot of.
All right, awesome. Definitely sounds delicious. And you mentioned about your business, which is the Kansas City Barbecue Bistro. I got to ask you, Clayton, like, how long has the company been in business, and how did the idea come about?
Well, Kansas City Barbecue Bistro, I started it in 2004. I was working at a place called Amstead Rail, and I was doing some catering on the side. And so I needed a name, and I said, well, what I do is barbecue. So I try to do my barbecue a little more specific and try to make it and tailor it to what people are wanting. So I use the name Bistro to try to set myself apart. So that was, 2004, and I started barbecuing and started. After a while, people start asking me to do stuff for them. Next thing you know, it just kind of took off from there. And so I decided to go ahead and put my shingle out and let people know that I was cooking. I cooked for them if they needed. I did weddings. I've done parties. And then we moved on up, and I decided I needed to have a place to cook out of instead of cooking out of my backyard or in my kitchen. And decided we bought this restaurant called the Hickory Log. And therefore, now we have a restaurant called the Kansas City Barbecue Bistro's Hickory Log, as well as the Kansas City Barbecue Bistro.
Wow, that's amazing. Congratulations on that, sir. Ed, I just kind of want to stay just with your restaurant. Kansas City, as okay. I stated earlier, is a food city, and it's competitive. Just barbecue alone, as well as other specialties, make Kansas City such a unique food city, but it's very competitive. In your opinion, what makes Kansas City Barbecue Bistro you guys apart from the other restaurants in the area?
There's two things. One is just our flavors. We really craft our barbecue for the flavors and the meat to shine through so that when you get something from us, you'll know, you'll taste the meat as well as the smoke, as well as the pepper, the all the flavors that go into it. So you're not going to get overpowered by some sweet or overpowered by this pepper or anything like that. It's going to be balanced. And number two, which kind of plays into all that, the crafting of a barbecue. My aunt said it once before, you cook with love. You got to cook with some love. You got to love it a little bit in order to, for the food to shine through. You got to love it because anything you love, you're going to let that shine before you shine. So that's the
Man, that's awesome. That was some words of wisdom right there from your auntie, man. She definitely gave you some words of wisdom, and you're absolutely right. They say food is love, and you have to cook with love, and certainly she gave you some words of wisdom right there. And what items are served at Kansas City Barbecue Bistro?
Okay, we serve, along with our beef and brisket, we also serve burn-ins, which is a Kansas City staple. And as I say all these things, none of our barbecue is served with barbecue sauce. All our sauce is on the side. So we like the flavor of the meat to shine through before you start saucing it up. But we all, like I said, we want that meat to shine through. We go from that, we do our bistro rib, which is a cut down rib tips. We also do chicken. We do a half chicken, quarter chicken. And then we do our chicken wings, something that not a lot of barbecue places do. We do smoked chicken wings. We do four flavors. We do a jerk, barbecue season wing. We do a lemon pepper wing. And we have a new one that we're rolling out, which is a garlic parmesan wing. We also do pulled pork. We do a nice sausage that we cut we cut it, we slice it. We don't chop it up. We slice our sausage. So that's pretty much what we sell. We do, but I'm sorry, we on our Friday, we do a smoked catfish that people are kind of crazy about when they realize we have it in. So,
man, I'm hungry. I am hungry, man. It is delicious, especially all of it sounds great, especially the smoked catfish. You know, one thing that's unique to Kansas City cuisine, Clayton, is burnt ends. Can you explain to the listeners what burnt ends are?
Okay, burnt ends is, they've kind of evolved over time. They used to be just the ends that were left over after the end of the day from the guys cutting up the brisket. They were the more charred pieces of the meat that people would throw in sauce and to kind of soften them up, and people would eat them. Well, now they've turned into where how we kind of do it. Well, when we cut our brisket up, we'll take a point. The point of the brisket, we'll take that off, cook them, and then we'll chop those up. Then we'll wind up cooking them again to let them cook down even further because the point has a lot of fat in it. So we want to cook that all out and cook that down to where it's just this. Once you bite into them, it's just this little, not hard crunch, but just enough crunch, but it falls apart and melts in your mouth as you eat it. Little cubes of brisket and smoky goodness.
Man, I'm telling the listeners out there, if you not had an experience with burnt ends, you got to try them, man. They are delicious, and what Clayton is explaining, man, it is one of a kind, and he's right about that. And something else that you mentioned, sir, rib tips. Can you explain to the listeners what rib tips are?
I have tried explaining this to people, and people kind of don't get it. So we cut our ribs down. We call them bistro style, or some people in other parts of the country, they call it St. Louis style. So we'll cut them down to where they look more uniform and even. Well, then what happens is you're cutting off the piece where the gristle runs through at the top of the rib. So you wind up cutting that off. We cut those down and chop them up, and then we season those up, and then we cook those. And they come off, they are meatier, they have a lot more meat in them, and then that gristle kind of, it doesn't melt away, but it just adds flavor to that brisk, to that piece of rib tip. The upper part of the rib that you normally would have that if you were eating a whole spare rib.
Okay, awesome, awesome. And I want to ask you just about, you mentioned that at the bistro, the barbecue sauce is not put on top of the chicken, it's served on the side. Is it something that's done, is that a Kansas City thing, or is it something that you guys do at the bistro?
I do it at the bistro because I don't want you to think I'm hiding anything. I want you to taste the flavor. I want you to taste the flavor in the food before you say, I need some barbecue sauce. My barbecue sauce is a lot more of a dipping sauce anyway. So it just accentuates the meat. Whereas a lot of places will put barbecue sauce on something to cover, or that's your flavor. Well, I don't want that to be my flavor. The meat has enough flavor in it on its own. The seasonings that I put on it will give you all the flavors that you might want to need. And this sauce that I'm putting on the side here will just make those things even sing even more. So I want you to taste it first and then try this. Or you know what you're getting, so you dip and dip whenever you want to get another flavor, not all at one time. I'm getting all this extra without knowing what I'm eating.
It's always important, man. You are definitely a true chef because it's, like I said, it's not about the sauces. Like you said, you don't want to hide anything. And if you know your seasonings are on point, you let that shine through, and the sauce is just an extra element to that. And I know a true chef never answers this question, but I got to ask you, how was your sauce prepared at the bistro?
We got a pot. We put all our stuff in there. Cook it down for about an hour and a half, cook it, and then we let it sit overnight, and then we let it serve.
The true chef. You gotta love it right there. You never reveal your secrets. I love it. And you heard it from him. He is Clayton Wells. He's the owner of the Kansas City Barbecue Bistro. Sir, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media, and any websites or anything that you want to promote about your business, let the listeners know that as well.
Okay. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Hickory Log KCK, or you can find us on the website at www.thekcbbqbistro.com. You can find our website. It'll take you to the bistro side as well as the Hickory Log side. You can find us, like I said, you can find us on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. You can find us at Hickory Log KCK or Kansas City Barbecue Bistro.
That's awesome. And you heard it from him. He's Clayton Wells. He's the owner of the Kansas City Barbecue Bistro, giving us the 411, not just about Kansas City, Missouri, but also Kansas City, Kansas. Also, Kansas City Barbecue, so unique. Oh, yeah. And that team called the Kansas City Chiefs. Clayton, this was a lot of fun, my man. Thank you so much. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And we appreciate it a lot.
You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
Modern life is noisy. Noise is everywhere. Excessive noise is harmful, linked to sleep deprivation, hearing loss, and heart disease. Should noise be the price we pay for progress? Actually, no. Many noise sources have quieter options. Gas-powered landscaping equipment is obsolete, with battery-powered options greatly reducing noise and air pollution. Audible car alarms are obsolete, with vehicle immobilizers and GPS tracking providing silent anti-theft technologies. Quieter backup warning sounds are available, and adjustable directional sounds are less intrusive. So what can you do to reduce noise levels? Talk to store and building managers about safe sound levels. Work with elected officials and the police to strengthen noise enforcement. Join Noise Free America, a coalition to promote quiet.
How powerful is Cox Fiber? powerful enough to keep fans across the country in the action on the biggest game days of the year. Whether you're one of 65,000 fans at Allegiant Stadium or you're streaming the game at home with Cox Fiber from the company with America's fastest download speeds, whenever it matters most, Cox keeps you connected. Limited availability in select areas. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply. Analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data. Fixed median download speeds. US Q3 2023.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership.
You've seen his specials on Amazon, Netflix, Showtime, and more. Don't miss an evening with Steve Trevino.
Babe, can I go with Steve and have a drink at the casino? And then she started to speak wife. She looked at him right in the face and she goes, "You can do whatever you want." And his dumb goes, "Told you." I go, "Oh, no, 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 it's a trap, it's a trap."
Steve Trevino. Saturday, February 10th, Beau Rivage. It's on sale now at BeauRivage.com. Must be 12, accompanied by someone 21 plus at all times. Schedule subject to change, some restrictions may apply.
How powerful is Cox Fiber? Powerful enough to keep fans across the country in the action on the biggest game days of the year. Whether you're one of 65,000 fans at Allegiant Stadium or you're streaming the game at home with Cox Fiber from the company with America's fastest download speeds, whenever it matters most, Cox keeps you connected. Limited availability in select areas. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply. Analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data. Fixed median download speeds. US Q3 2023.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Clayton Wells. Until next time, everybody, I'm Matt Robinson, and remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Trying to get home to stream that highly anticipated series finale? Well, it may take longer with T-Mobile 5G home internet. You could be stuck with slower speeds during the busiest hours because you share your network with cell phone users. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Plus, Cox offers free panoramic Wi-Fi equipment and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Why not switch? Visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FACE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FACE. Enjoy.
It's the biggest Sunday of the year.
No, that's not why.
It's not because of the big game?
Nope. It's because you get a free 2-liter Pepsi when you buy a regular price extra large whole pizza with the Racetrack Rewards app.
That does sound like a great offer. And pizza's always better with Pepsi.
Just download the app and enjoy hot, fresh pizza and your favorite Pepsi product while you cheer on your team.
Available at participating racetrack locations from 2/9 through 2/11 or while supplies last.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ruben Patel with Patient Plus Urgent Care. These days, it can be hard to find the time and money to take care of yourself. We're here to help with our new Urgent Care membership. Starting at $20 a month, the same as your car wash membership, visit any of our locations for that scratchy throat, runny nose, fever, chills, or any injury. Visit patientplusuc.com/membership for more information. patientplusuc.com/membership.
You've seen the specials on Amazon, Netflix, Showtime, and more. Don't miss an evening with Steve Trevino.
Babe, can I go with Steve and have a drink at the casino? And then she started to speak wife. She looked at him right in the face and she goes, you can do whatever you want. And his dumb goes, told you. I go, oh, no, 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 it's a trap. It's a trap.
Steve Trevino. Saturday, February 10th, Beau Rivage. It's on sale now at BeauRivage.com. Must be 12, accompanied by someone 21 plus at all times. Schedule subject to change. Some restrictions may apply.
How powerful is Cox Fiber? Powerful enough to keep fans across the country in the action on the biggest game days of the year. Whether you're one of 65,000 fans at Allegiant Stadium or you're streaming the game at home with Cox Fiber from the company with America's fastest download speeds, whenever it matters most, Cox keeps you connected. Limited availability in select areas. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply. Analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data. Fixed median download speeds. US Q3 2023.
T-Mobile 5G home internet can leave you with slower speeds during its busiest hours. Why deal with that? Switch to Cox internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours. Visit cox.com/5G home to learn more.